Oh yeah, welcome back, T.
Welcome back.
What's up, people? Welcome back to the Brody's Podcast. You already know who it is. It's the Brody's, consisting of myself, Andrew, and Muhammad. The Brody's all together create the three trinity. Let's go. Brody's Podcast. You already know what it is. Big round of applause. What's up, boys?
Yo, what's good, man? We back in here.
Another week. Can you guys hear the song? Could you guys hear the song? Could you guys hear the welcome back song?
Yeah, we heard everything, bro. Everything's
loud and clear.
Good. Feels like awesome. Feels like we're back to the Brody's podcast.
Well, let's get it.
Big milestone this week, guys. This is week 20.
Yo, this is big 20. This is a massive milestone.
20
man.
Weeks, bro. 20 weeks.
It's been 2 decades of our podcast.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Bro. 2 decades, man, and we couldn't have done
it. That's 20 weeks of free publicity we've been giving the people.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Straight free game, bro. We've been giving the free content. This is free entertainment.
Yeah, man.
For you guys.
That's
you know
what we do for. We ain't here for the money. We're here for the people.
Here for you guys.
We're
here
for the Adam 22's job.
Adam 22. Yo, Adam 22.
We can get Fousey on the podcast.
Oh, bro. Great. Straight up. If we even mention Fousey's name, you know he's going to come in here and try to defend himself.
Oh, bro. He's going to go off at us.
Speaking of Fousey, really quick. I watched this video on Fousey, and I saw this hilarious comment. I don't know if you guys know about FouseyTube. Just go look up FouseyTube and see what's happening right now. He's just going through one would think it was a midlife crisis or something, because he's talking. Anyway, go look up Fousey if you don't already know. He's causing a storm online right now. Anyway, I saw this hilarious comment. It was like someone was talking about Fousey, and the comment was like, Nick Minute, Fousey comes in. Fousey comes in and says, hold on. I need, fuck. Right, I totally forgot what it was.
All right, we'll be right back.
Nah, I forget what it was, man. But the comment was just basically saying that, like, Fousey would come in and be like, yo, I need to straighten something out. I'm looking. Yeah, this is so dry. I'm not even gonna finish this off.
Let's cut it right there.
Don't do a Muhammad and laugh through the joke.
Bro,
the thing is, that hypes you up for the joke. So when the joke comes out,
it's the last laugh
you needed.
The laugh at you.
because
it still gives you that good feeling inside. So yeah.
Bro, because we're expecting it to be like, we're like, okay, this guy's laughing really hard. Like, this is gonna be a good one. This is gonna be a good one, you know. And like, we're expecting it to be like this big climax, and you're like,
DJ Olo used to feature it every now and again as well.
Anyways,
DJ moral of the story is that we're not supposed to talk smack about Fousey. But anyway, what were we saying before that, though? We were onto something before we mentioned Fousey.
Week 20 milestone.
Oh yeah, week 20 massive thing. Entertainment, do it for you guys. You know what I'm saying? wouldn't have been able to do it. If we do it for the entertainment, for the fact that, you know, we get to give you guys free entertainment every week, knowing that, you know, we're spreading smiles. Hopefully, I don't know. Free entertainment.
Yeah,
that's good.
Spreading smiles, judging people's songs, and giving them shitty ratings.
Yes, sounds about right. And hopefully introducing you guys to new songs.
Joseph does to songs. What? He looks for the bad in songs, and he focuses on that, and then he gives you a rating based off of that.
Jess is out there looking for what he doesn't like in a song, where we're like, oh, I like this about a song.
That's not true. Because, okay, first things first, Muhammad, you've rated songs the worst.
First things first, I'm the realist.
You've rated songs the worst.
Muhammad, according to the stats, you've given the lowest ratings.
Yeah. According to the stats.
Yeah, because Because, okay, well, firstly, Joss has been bringing, you know, flipping Hyundai and songs.
What? Hyundai?
You've been bringing commercial music, Joseph.
Oh, like pop music? What's wrong with that?
No.
It sounds like just full of commercials.
You've been bringing music there.
Oh, Hyundai, like the car Hyundai.
Yeah.
This guy's a hater, man. This guy's a hater.
Joseph will be bringing the new Ford Ranger to our podcast. And then Andrew's songs are just all over the place. One week it will be something, another week it will be something else, another. Andrew's music is... It's all right. It's all right.
You know, I'll take that. You guys are going to love today.
Muhammad, introducing the new iPhone X, and then there'll be the song playing in the background.
You guys are haters, and the song I have for you today might be one of those songs that you guys think of that, and that's what
I mean. I'm not gonna say the titles now because that's for the fans. But I'm reading, looking at the name of the song, it looks like it's gonna be one of those songs.
Yeah, shut up. This is one that I didn't. This is a band, personally, a band that I didn't want to bring that I've really, really liked lately, but I haven't wanted to bring because I haven't wanted you guys to ruin my vibe and my enthusiasm for them.
You gotta be strong, bro. You gotta be strong with what you have, man.
But hold on, I want to mention something. First thing first, Muhammad, you don't even have a place to talk because you're not even in the top five like me and Andrew. Me and Andrew are dominating facts. That's facts. Me and Andrew are dominating the top five, and you have one measly song in there that's slowly dropping down, and it will be gone soon. And you are holding on by a thread, so you don't even have a place to talk when it comes to bringing music.
But I consistently bring the best songs to the podcast. So,
it's not about consistently bringing the best song. It's about
being consistent. It's not your weeks are up and actually, you know what? Your weeks are either up or down, no in between.
I think there's a misconception about what being consistent means. Being consistent doesn't mean bringing the same song every week, which is what you do. That's not being consistent. That's just being boring.
But you're doing the same thing by bringing this background music.
Oh!
But at least I bring. Shut up.
No.
Yo, you ready to get into the podcast, Joseph? What's the order?
All right, let's get into this fucking podcast.
Joseph, I've had enough, bro. I've had enough. This is sad.
Let today speak for itself. Let today figure out what the story is.
We're gonna be real here for a second. What? Today, I just bought a song that I wanted you guys to hear. You bought a song that you just wanted us to hear. Andrew bought a song that.
I don't know what Andrew was thinking. Well,
my song's gonna be the most remembered song ever.
I don't know what Andrew's 100%. It's gonna be the most memorable song ever.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You reckon yours is gonna be okay?
I'm not saying it's gonna be good. I'm just saying it's gonna be remembered. It's gonna be a legend.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Why are you so confident that it's gonna be remembered? It's gonna be legend.
Oh, bro. Like when you hear it, then you'll know, bro. You're straight away.
Okay. Well, this is the order that I'm gonna do it. Andrew, you're gonna go first. Muhammad, you're gonna go second, and I'm taking the last spot.
I feel like I should go last because mine's gonna be the best.
No, you're hyping it up. We'll see. If you can prove to us, you're going to go first. If you can prove to us that it is a song that we're going to remember forever, then next time you mention that, I'll believe you. But you got to prove yourself.
I never said it was going to be good. Okay, all right. So I guess I'll start things off.
Yes.
So last week, we were meant to bring covers, right? And then Muhammad at the last second said he heard my cover. So I got sort of hard done by. So like, you know what?
Sorry.
It's okay, man. But here, I'm here to redeem myself. This is not a cover, but it's like similar. It got the same beat as 1,000 Miles, but like he's mixed it up, man. It's a remix. And
remix
thing? Yeah, this is a remix thing, bro. It's redemption. It's redemption out here. This is Skin Bone. It's not 1,000 Miles. It's 100 Miles.
100 miles. Wait, why not 1,000 miles? Why? What is
that? This is gonna be a parody.
That's a fucking parody. Is that a fucking parody?
Look at his face. He's a joke. Whoa.
Oh, no.
This is the song, okay?
Let's get it.
This will be remembered forever.
Let's get it. I'm excited. All right, let's get it.
Three, two, one, go.
Hello? What you say now, that Chuck? What? Nah, I'm just playing. Man, you know, I'm just out here watching all these music videos and shit, man. What if I was rapping about the same shit they rapping about? Shit.
Making my way through the hood, sipping this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac. Riding around the block with a Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleed. They play it. When I shoot you in your neck, the noise gon' play it. You know I will shoot you in your eye just so I can hear they play it. Making my way through the hood, sipping this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac. Riding around the block with a Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleeding. They bleed.
Yo, yo, yo.
Look at
him. Oh, it's actually dead. I'm dying.
Oh. Yo, Muhammad, get us on the review, man.
Okay.
That's what I need. Give me that.
Okay. Well, I will start off by saying, that's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher.
Oh, man, that shit was funny, bro. I was actually dying the whole time through. I loved it, bro. Honestly, I loved it so much. I'll probably listen to it again. It's just funny. Like, it's funny. It's catchy, you know? It's kind of catchy. It's funny. I like the video and everything, and I like how he's doing the shoot dance and all of that stuff is funny.
I told you, bro, this is memorable.
It's memorable, bro. It's definitely memorable. And I will give it a rating of...
Deserves it, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit. Wow.
It deserves it, bro. That shit, Bro, I was actually dying. I was in tears, bro. I was in tears.
Yeah, that was fire, bro.
Something that makes me feel like that can't go
I'd recognize it. Yeah. That was fire, bro. That was actually fire.
Wow.
Yo, Joseph.
I gotta say, I'm worried. I'm really worried about Andrew Song, man. Like, Andrew Song is freaking competition, bro. Like, this song is competition. Like, before any of our songs are even rated, I know that this song is a competitor, bro, because I already know what rating I'm going to give it, and I know that it's going to make this overall score, to beat this overall score, oh, man.
We might as well just give it up now.
Why? What you mean? No. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna come with the Mac. Making my way. And I you know what I love so much about the song is that he wasn't fucking trying to sing it at all. Like, he was like, just, you know what I mean? Like, just like talking it super regular. It was so fucking great. That was the best part. Making my way through the hood. He was just like skipping with like the gun, like just dangling down, like just fucking like holding this fucking Uzi. Just like super. It was funny. It was so good. Legendary song for sure. Bro, I didn't even know what to say. This is so funny. I told you,
It's a legendary song.
It's freaking good. It was super, super funny. But the one thing I will take away, because I was thinking at first when I was listening to it, like the first like 30 seconds to a minute, I was like, dude, this is so genius. This is the funniest, most original song ever. This is hilarious. I love this. And I was thinking straight five. I was like, bro, five. Like, this is fucking... I was like, bro, this is the best shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, five. Easy. Like, you know what I mean? It was just so fucking good.
Just give it, Joseph. And then it got to the second verse.
He repeated himself a lot. I thought he could have gotten creative with it and gone somewhere else and kind of like, you know, been even funnier, but it was just kind of like a repeat of the first half of the song. 3.5.
I was actually literally like laughing out loud the whole time. Like,
boys, I'm shocked.
First when he said,
I'm
when he shocked. First said, bro, when he first said, making my way through the hood.
Yeah. It was over.
Yeah,
it was over.
Sipping this yak, someone about to get shot with the Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Bro, I'm shocked, actually, boys. I'm actually shocked. I thought this was going to get zero.
Bro, this song deserves to win this week. I'll say that right now.
Bro, this song got a 7.2.
I don't know, man. Don't be giving it up for reading,
man. Is that in the top five?
Nah, 7.6 will get you in the top five. But
there's still room.
Oh my god.
There's still room. Don't get comfortable, man. It's happened. Hey.
I'm shocked.
What was that? Andrew, what was that score that Anthony got that still didn't win? When he was versus Talia.
Hold on, let me get you.
It was high. It was really, really high.
It was 7. Oh, what was it called? It was by Tory Lanez, right?
Tory Lanez, yeah. The song was called Don't Die.
7.3.
Ooh. So Anthony got a song that was rated 7.3 overall and it still didn't win that day. So 7.2 is, I mean, that's a win on any other day. And it's still high.
You never know.
Exactly. But you never know. So we'll see. Could be a win.
All right. You know what? I'm cool. Setting the bar high. I'm ready.
But no, that was legendary. That was freaking. You came in. That was surprising. You came in with a bang. Okay, good way to start off a podcast. Okay, so who's
your
next?
Mama.
Andrew.
Mama.
Let's introduce yourself.
Okay. Wow, this song right here. It's a song I've been listening to like for a long time, but I don't know. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about it. Like, I don't know if you'll think it's... Like, this is one part of the beat that always, like, that I love, and it's in the chorus, and it sounds like a... I don't know what kind of sound it is, but it's a nice, like, smooth sound. And I don't know if you guys will hear it. You guys might hear it. You guys might not hear it. I didn't hear it, like, the first couple of listens, but... I didn't like... I heard this song randomly on a playlist, and then I didn't... I didn't uh, like like it at the beginning, but then the next day I was like, I remembered the lyrics in my head and I was like repeating. It was just stuck in my head. Those lyrics, you'll hear the lyrics. There's a lyric in it, and it was like repeating in my head. And I was like, what was that song? And then I searched up the lyrics, and then I found the song, and I was like, oh, okay, this song is actually all right. And then I just started liking it the more and more I listened to it. I didn't like it off first couple of listens too much, but yeah, like the more and more I listened to it, I liked it more. So I don't know if you guys will like it off of first listen, but it's a good song now. It's a good song.
Is it a grower?
Yeah, I'm ready, bro. I'm
or
ready.
Is it a shower?
We'll 3, 2, 1, go! So we just rollin'. Show kicked off, so we just rollin'. We too loud, so this will be what we rollin'. That thing ain't me that she's phoning. She must be zoning, nah. I am so fly like Aladdin. I steer the ship, I'm the captain. Them niggas, they're talking, they're chatting, but they cannot play with their captain, no. I am so fly like Aladdin. I steer the ship, I'm the captain. Them niggas, they're talking, they're chatting, but they cannot play with their captain, no. So we roll in and roll out. Me and my dogs, and we just roll in and roll out. Yeah, I bopped you with the team and roll in and roll out. Money in the bank, so we just roll in and roll out. I give them something they don't know about. Baddest kid up in this thing, I don't know how they can't see. Did this thing up with my guys, I don't need news around me. And I'm the golden child in this thing, when you're talking about Hackney. Told them youths that I'm a blow, how could they ever doubt me? Man, I get a kick out of kicking these niggas out the game. Hey, when they wanna indirect, what was in my name? Ah, and I would've told you to come and tell me to my face, but you ain't reaching my ass. No, no, are you reaching my place? Yeah. I am so fly like Aladdin. I steer the ship, I'm the captain. Them niggas, they're talking, they're chatting, but they cannot play with their captain, no. I am so fly like Aladdin. I steer the ship, I'm the captain. Them niggas, they're talking, they're chatting, but they cannot play with their captain, no. So we roll in and roll out. Me and my dogs, and we just roll in and roll out. Yeah, I bopped you with the team and roll in and roll out. Money in the bank, so we just roll in and roll out. I give them something they don't know about. Them niggas there keep talking their shit, cause I don't mind. I see them niggas there been tweeting their shit, but I don't mind. Cause I've been on a roll, I don't mind. I tell them niggas there keep talking their shit, cause I don't mind. So yeah. I tell them kick back, and we too loud in my team, so we kick back. And we hit that, yeah, that I'm too loud in my team, so we hit that. Only too loud in my team, so we kick back. Yeah, we kick back. Yeah, it's only too loud in my team. So we roll in and roll out. Me and my dogs, and we just roll in and roll out. Yeah, I bopped you with the team and roll in and roll out. Money in the bank, so we just roll in and roll out. I give them something they don't know about. So we roll in and roll out. Me and my dogs, and we just roll in and roll out. Yeah, I bopped you with the team and roll in and roll out. Money in the bank, so we just roll in and roll out. I give them something they don't know about.
Roll in, roll out. Money in the bag. What's up? Who's in here right now?
Yo, rolling here right now.
Yo, let's get it.
All right, so, you know what? Joseph can go first.
I knew you'd choose me first. Okay.
Well, yeah,
I knew you would.
A or B.
I'm down to talk about it, though.
Okay. Give it a
You know, on the start of the song.
Give it a good review.
No, yeah, I guess.
Just want to hear what you guys got to say.
At the start of the song, you guys who couldn't see the video, at the start of the music video, there was a number that appeared within like the first couple scenes. A number appeared on like as a sticker on a bicycle or something. And that number was number 3. And as soon as I heard his voice come in and the song and the smooth tone of the beat and his grime ting voice coming on there, I knew it would be in the 3s. I knew it would be in the 3s straight away. As soon as I heard his voice with that beat, I was like, mm-hmm, easy, definitely in the 3s. And he was holding up 3 the entire video, like pulling up, you know, the signs pulling 3. I was like, it's obviously a 3. I know.
Yeah, because his name is Notes.
Yeah, yeah, he's a 3. He's a 3, yeah.
Wait, what does Notes have to do with 3? Why is his name 3?
No, because he's replaced with a 3. The name is Notes.
Ah, got you. That's what's up. I feel that. That makes sense. Anyway, so I feel like it was a sign. It was like, yo, easy. He was like saying, hey, my nigga, give me a 3. Nigga, you know this is a 3. He was like, you know this is a 3. I'm like, bro, I know. I got you. But as the song went on, I was hoping for it to kind of get more interesting as it went on, or maybe like switch up his singing or do something different, you know, do something drastic. But it was kind of stagnated, and I kind of got a little used to it and a little boring towards the end. Maybe not boring, because I wasn't bored. It was a dope beat. It was a freaking fire beat. Dope vocals. But it just didn't go anywhere different. And maybe I was looking for more. You know, maybe I wanted a little bit more from it. So I couldn't give it a high 3. And where I came to that suited the song was a 3.0. Let's get it.
Wait, Joseph, did you hear the little thing that I was talking about? Like the little part of the...
Is it after the roll in?
Yeah. Like
I heard that.
Like that thing is so nice, man.
Alright,
so now I understand the formula from Muhammad. I understand that, bro. It's always, he knows every time he puts a grime song out, it's always a good listen. Or like a UK hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good listen.
Wait, hold up. Who's
Yeah, I hear a double echo right now.
Yeah.
Yo.
What?
I can hear myself twice, bro.
Oh, now it's good.
Ah, yeah, that's better. Oh, is it?
Oh, no, it's still bad.
Maybe I'll hop in and hop out. Hold up.
Roll in and roll out.
Joseph, it's on your end.
What about now?
It's on Joseph's end.
Oh, Joseph's on your end.
I can't hear anything.
Yo.
It's good now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's always a good listen, like I was saying before, man. It's always a good listen to just hear his voice. It always sounds good with the beat. Oh, what the?
For real?
What?
Joseph, if you can't hear this, bro?
Nah, man, I can't hear it.
I can hear my voice twice.
You guys want me to come back in?
What's going on? All right, I'll start again from the top.
No, I'll come back in.
Yo.
What's up?
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's good, man. All right. Okay, so for my review, I was saying, Muhammad, like, this is the formula. Find something that sounds good, easy to listen to, and, like, just the way these guys' voices go, it's just, you can't say anything bad about it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can say that's negative about it. Like, oh, this is always, like, it's always above average, or it's, like, good, or, like, great, you know? It's always good. So this song in particular, I don't know what you call it, but the first, I don't know if it was part of the chorus, but was it the pre-chorus? The first 4 lines when he's like, "Da na na, I'm like a captain."
That's the chorus.
That part was so mean, bro. Those 4 lines going into the rolling, so mean. I'm like, "Wow, that sounds so good." I agree with Joseph. During the verses a little bit, I lost a little bit of interest. But like, I always like how I like in songs, I like how they enter the chorus in this. When it's like the chorus and they take out the beat, you know how they drop the beat off completely?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
like,
yeah,
they just let it go. But yeah, it's, like Joseph said, it's definitely in the threes. I give it 3.2. I give that 3.2.
Okay,
I give that 3.2, bro.
Okay, I'll take that.
6.2.
Okay, 6.2. Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
I just didn't have that. Like, you gave us barking before. I didn't have that full, like, grab and pull factor, you know?
No, no, but, like, this is the song that I was saying last week, how, Joseph might like it because it's like summer vibes, you know. It's like nice, like chill, like nice.
Yeah, yeah, definitely,
smooth.
Definitely. This is one of those songs that will grow on you, right?
It's smooth.
Like, yeah, definitely.
Like, you'll connect more with it. Yeah,
100%. 100%.
But it's making my way down through the hood.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say, Joseph?
No, nothing. It's mean. It's a mean song. It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
But I said that it's not making my way through the hood, though.
Huh?
I said it's not making my way through the hood, though.
Oh, that was.
Sipping this yak. Mm-hmm. Nigga's about to get hit with the Mac. Legendary.
Joseph, bro, you can't bring out my song and then go into your one, man. That isn't a good transition.
Why?
God, I don't know, bro. Okay,
it was a smooth song, though. It was a smooth song. Okay. Alright, so now, I want to set the stage a little bit. This is the only song that is left that has a chance, that is the only chance, the only song that holds the possibility to beat Andrew's song.
Bro, that's how it is every week, man. You ain't got to announce it like it's
supposed to. No, hold on.
Obviously, after two songs, someone will be leading.
Yo, chill. We got to be real, though. A lot of times, the songs are low scores up until the last song. Like, a lot of times the songs are low scores and it's like anybody could win, but like the song is so high. You know, the rating is so high that it's like it's already basically got a guaranteed win, but there's still the smallest amount of chance that it could lose. Usually it's like there's a high chance that it could still not win, but this time it's a really, really small chance that it, you know, that it could not win.
If I can interrupt for a sec, bro, Muhammad, it's either Joseph goes big or like gonna be tough. That's what's scary about having Joseph as the last dude, you know?
Joseph, yeah,
bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be real bad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. Go book a grime, Joseph. Hey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Joseph is like Joseph's that fourth quarter tied game, you know, he took the shot.
Yeah, he forced the shot. I can't trust these niggas with my destiny. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm better for better things.
Bro, just a little sidetrack. I was working night shifts not too long ago at work, and all we were doing was I did speakers. And, I just went on YouTube, typed in Skizzy Myers Pace, whole album played. It was nice. I was working through X-rays and listening to Skizzy Myers at the same time.
Beautiful.
So it would have been legendary.
Beautiful.
Oh,
Pace,
bro, it was a good one.
Legendary.
Pace is always just a nice album to just chuck on and just let it play.
Yeah, Pace, like, you can always listen to it.
Yeah, you don't even have to skip through. You can just let it. Just let it play. And it's just a nice listen all the way through. Every time. No matter, you can't get sick of it. Pace. Classic. Legendary. Anyway.
All right. Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
I don't want to hold this up. I don't want to procrastinate this any longer. So, this is my song by Pale Waves, and it's called Noises. This is a band that I've been listening to for a little while now, and I've heard a few songs, and I've thought about bringing the songs onto the podcast. I've thought about it, but I haven't wanted to because I know you guys' opinions on some of the songs I've brought and this type of music, and I've said that, you know what, I'm going to shelter this band from the podcast because I don't want it to get, you know, obliterated or anything. So I've just been kind of like keeping it to myself, my personal collection. But this song came out this week and I was like, I just had it in my head for like days, and I'm like, this has to be the one that I bring. It's so, I'll let you guys listen to it yourself, but it's very, very poppy, very poppy, very sweet. It's such a sweet, perfect pop song. Candy.
Do you want to bring this in with Muhammad there?
If it sounds like Dua Lipa, I like it.
Muhammad. Yeah, very candy. It's like the, yeah, very candy, very sweet, perfect pop song.
Yo, anyway, let's get it.
Power waves, noises. Get it, this is my shot.
3, 2, 1, go!
Mine makes noises. Too much. I feel like I'm slowly losing myself. I'm afraid that I need help.
Good.
I'm back, bro. Let's get it.
We all in.
We all in. The fam's all here. All right, Andrew. All right, I'm gonna get you to go first. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Where do I start? All right. So, Joseph brought something that we've like. I mean, doesn't that sound like an intro for like a television program?
Like, bro, it sounds like flipping. It sounds like Oh, no, actually, no.
No. I want to say. No, I'm not saying that.
Save your jokes. Like, save your jokes for your segment. You don't want Andrew's rating to steal your spotlight on jokes.
No. Okay. So like. Okay. Just. So. I like this. I like the style of music. You know. Like, obviously, I like bands. I like instruments. I like listening to. It was different to everything we've had today, which is always good. You know. I like the drop for the chorus. I like it. It's like heavy with like the instrument stuff. It's like loud. And I like that. And like her voice is very good. She got a very good voice. I thought the guitar solo was pretty random in the middle. You know that part, Joseph?
Yeah. The bridge.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know the term for it, but yeah, I thought it was a bit random. But it sounded good. Like I liked the notes that were being used and stuff, and like how you could hear like how it was going, and I was like trying to replicate what like.
Her chorus, the lyrics
and stuff. Yeah, the lyrics, the chorus and stuff. And then, you know, I like that kind of stuff. No, it was good, man. I couldn't really connect with the message of the song. If that makes, yeah, like it didn't really hit me. I guess it's supposed to be like an emotional song, or I couldn't really connect with it in that way. You know what I mean? And rating wise, I mean, it was I like the song. I'll give it a 3, bro. I'll give it a 3.
Nice. I'll take that.
Okay. I guess it's all down to me. Huh?
That it is.
Okay, well, first, when I first heard the song, I first heard the opening to the song, I was like, oh no. I was like, oh no, not another week of this.
Yeah. Hard.
And then, like Andrew said, it sounds like an intro to a TV show, to like, what do you call it? To like, not Shortland Street.
Like, but definitely like, an After 7 program, mate.
Yeah, definitely.
After 7, yeah.
Definitely.
You guys
it's
got the
not
time limit.
The time frame. Yeah, it's not bad. The chorus is actually kind of catchy. It's kind of catchy. The guitar solo, I don't even think it was a guitar. It sounded like some like a keyboard or something in the middle. Do you know, Joseph?
Yeah, the same part I was talking about, right?
To be honest.
Yeah, sounded like some Skizzy Mouse shit. I liked it. That was my favorite part of the song, that part.
Cool.
But it wasn't an amazing song to me. Like I wouldn't listen to it again. It doesn't do anything for me, you know? Like for me. It doesn't I don't feel it, you know? I heard it, but I didn't feel it.
I'm with you on that one. I'm just
don't be afraid to hurt my feelings. Connect with anything else.
Don't be afraid to what?
Hurt my feelings.
Oh, bro, I'm not afraid. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't listen. It's not a bad song, though. That's the thing. It's not a bad song. It's not. The other songs that you've bought before, they're not even bad songs either. They're just nothing. But this one was more than nothing. It was higher than nothing.
It was something.
Yeah, it was something. It was something. It was a little something, you know?
A little something.
if it was turned on like at a party, you wouldn't like turn it off. You just let it play. Like you'd be like,
yeah, I'd just let it play. I'd just be like, okay, yeah, cool. The song's playing, all right. But if I heard it at a party, I think I'd be hyped because, you know, like this song would remind me of you, and I'd be like, holy shit, this is my boy's. Yeah. Like my boy likes the song, so I'd be like, holy shit. But it's all right. It's not bad, bro. It's not a bad song. But I wouldn't listen to it again. So for that reason, I would give it a. Where the fuck are my drum rolls? I give it a 2.5.
Wow.
It's not bad. It's not a bad song. It just doesn't do anything for me, you know? That's all.
So we all know.
Yeah, then you're over 5.5.
Five and a half.
Yeah, I feel bad, man. I feel like I came at you guys too strong this week.
No, that was good. That was good. It was cool because you hit us with a really unorthodox song, you know? Very, very unorthodox. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't had a song like that in the podcast before. It's so different from what we've had in the podcast. It was unique. It was so unique. We haven't ever had a song like it. So, nah, it was a good song. Good shot.
Yeah, you know what? I'm proud. You know what? When I was bringing it in, I honestly thought it's either you guys were going to love it and it was going to be high as, or it was going to be straight in the zeros.
You know
we're already gonna love it. I had no idea, bro. I was like, oh, I don't know how you're gonna feel about it. I don't know how you're gonna feel about it as a song when it comes to like as a song itself and like, you know, rating it and that kind of stuff. Like, I knew you guys will remember it forever. Like, maybe not forever, but you'll definitely remember it. But like, no, I just don't know how you rate it.
The thing is, if a song makes me feel a way, then I'm gonna mess with it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'll take the win. Thank you, Skinbone. 100 miles. Yo, let's hear it one more time. I know the fan. I know the people listening right
they
now.
They want to hear it. But first, yeah. I want to say something.
They want
to
hear something it too.
Before I take my out, I want to take my out gracefully. Yo. Okay. I want to take my out gracefully. But before I take my out, I want to say, I just want to say that I'm fine with taking this out because every single time, even though I was hesitant to bring this song because I know this type of music hasn't gone down in the podcast well in the past, but I still continue to bring this music. And you know, want to know why? Because when I bring my music to the podcast, I always stay true to what I actually like. And I pride myself in that. No matter whether you guys are going to like it or not, it is not what makes me decide what I bring to the podcast. And so I pride myself in bringing songs, whether they're going to be good or bad. I pride myself in bringing the songs that I actually like and that actually I think are good. So...
Oh, Muhammad just seems to be saying, shut up, Joseph. What the hell?
What the hell? What the hell is that? He's flipping today. He's actually falling back.
Wow. So I can take my out gracefully knowing that I stay true to myself. You know what I'm saying? I was honest with myself.
No, I feel you, bro. I feel you. That's good that you keep bringing it back. Eventually, it's going to come over with us and maybe we might convert to the genre.
Anyway, but the moment is yours. This is your moment. This is your win. This is your victory, so let's let you have this moment. Introduce your song one more time, Mr. Duran.
All right, so that's Skinbone, 100 miles.
Niggas, they're talking, they're chatting, but they cannot play with their captain, no. I am so fly like a rodden, I stir the ship, I'm the captain. And niggas, they're talking, they're chatting, but they cannot play with their...
Nah, I'm messing with you, man. That was accidental. I actually got.
But that's not. Yeah, you know, I feel like Muhammad's song could have won any other week. I think any other week. Anytime a song goes in the seven,
hello,
it's right. It's always hard to win off.
Making my way through the hood, sipping this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac. Plug it, riding around the block with a Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleed. They play it. When I shoot you in your neck, the noise gon' play it. You know I will shoot you in your eye just so I can hear. They play it.
Legendary.
Week 20 wrapped up. Brody's podcast. 20 weeks of the Brody's podcast.
20 weeks of Brody's podcast. You guys been with us for all that time. 20 weeks. That wraps it up. Get takes up episode 20. Any words you want to say, Andrew?
No, man. I'm proud of that. There's like, you know, I know everyone's gonna go home and listen to the song. Whoever listened to it will remember the song forever, and that's what I'm proud of.
Awesome. Good. 7.2, high score. High score.
All right.
Won't go down, won't be forgotten. All right. Peace out. Great podcast. This is awesome. Good energy. And Muhammad's already left, so he's gone. He had to go. But thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week. Brody's Podcast, Woo! Episode 20. Let's get it.